Something's been so fresh and good for me, and it seems so simple, and it is, and yet it's like God's given me this renewed joy in my heart and freshness in my heart that I kind of remember, and it never really left entirely, but it's so special, and I cherish it now, and that is the ability to see Him with the eyes of my heart and to hear Him saying these words. I mean, if you grew up in a religious environment, then these words, you heard them again and again, and usually they were used as scriptures. These are scriptures. Learn the scriptures, memorize the scriptures, and do what the scriptures say. And what's been so healthy and refreshing for me, even more so of late, is just to remember that this is a guy with a kind, loving, gentle heart, and yet fire in his bosom. The man that told storms to be still and told lepers to be healed and healed withered hands and embarrassed the Pharisees and, you know, just came out with teachings that were mesmerizing to those with good hearts and appalling to those with bad hearts. This is the man, Jesus Christ, that we are following. This is our teacher speaking. These are his words. And, you know, this is our friend, the one that we're following, which Christianity isn't this stale institution that lives by the scriptures. It's a whole bunch of people that follow the Lamb wherever he goes. This is our man here. It changes my heart every time I think about that. I'm not just trying to listen and apply and listen and apply and, you know, all of that. I'm soaking it in because this is our man. This is the guy who walks on water. Speak, I want it. I want to drink it in because I know that whatever you say, O Son of God, is right. And I want to replace my thoughts with yours. I want to know everything you think about everything and embrace it because you walk on water and you raise people from the dead and you know what you're talking about. I'm going to follow you wherever you go. Talk to me. Tell me everything you know.